Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita police looking for fatal hit-and-run driver. We've got the story.
Wichita swears in a new mayor. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Naramore. Clouds and fog around this morning, some sunshine through the afternoon. Our full forecast is coming up.
Two people injured in a two-vehicle crash in southeast Wichita this morning around 4:50. First responders were called to Lincoln and Oliver. At one point, both vehicles were said to be on fire. A person was pinned in the wreckage for a time in a vehicle that was not on fire. The injured were hospitalized in possibly serious condition. Brandon Whipple sworn in as Wichita's mayor Monday night at City Hall.
I faithfully discharge the duties of mayor.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
For the city of Wichita, Kansas.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Wichita's new mayor took the oath of office Monday night and wasted no time in announcing his new goals for the air capital.
We have people here who are ready to take on the problems our city might face.
Whipple says his first priority will be to handle the crisis at hand, which is the layoffs at Spirit. But he tells KSN News he won't outline the specifics of the plan just yet.
Right now, our message is be patient with us. We have a plan to try to be as helpful as possible. We will be reaching out to them in the near future.
Three council members were also sworn in Monday night. Becky Tuttle, Brian Fry, and Jeff Bloombaugh. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
More information today about a Wichita police investigation of a hit-and-run Sunday evening on eastbound Kellogg between Hydraulic and I-135. Officer Charlie Davidson says the victim, identified now as 22-year-old Lamont Clary, was riding his motorcycle when the cycle stalled and he was struck by a Chrysler Pacifica. The driver and several passengers left the vehicle, fled on foot. Police are still looking for the suspect, and they ask anyone with information to call detectives at 350-3692 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Wichita police investigating a child abuse case. Officers called to assist the fire department in the 3600 block of West 13th Friday evening. The report of a child not breathing.
Upon arrival, officers located a 9-month-old female with critical injuries. The girl was taken to an area hospital for medical treatment and remains hospitalized in very critical condition. The investigation has revealed that the girl received critical injuries while in the care of Raider, which led to his arrest. An additional 6-year-old boy and a 2-year-old boy were also at the home, both uninjured and taken into police protective custody.
Police Captain Brent Allred says police discovered a marijuana grow operation in the apartment. 25-year-old Breton Raider, arrested for child abuse, child endangerment, possession of marijuana with intent to sell, cultivation, and possession of paraphernalia. Iran's been enduring 3 days of protests by people outraged over the government's downing of a Ukrainian jetliner. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
We can't stress enough the kind of risk these protesters are taking, even risking their own lives by not only openly criticizing Iran's government, but calling for the death of its supreme leader. More than 1,000 protesters took to the streets of Tehran this weekend, chanting death to the dictator and death to the liars, after Iran's government tried to cover up its role in shooting down a Ukrainian plane last week, killing all 176 people on board, including more than 140 Iranians, something it now admits was an accident. Demonstrators tore down pictures of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month. Security forces cracked down on the anti-government protest, firing tear gas and allegedly shooting live fire ammunition.
Iranian officials are blaming the protests on the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi handing off articles of impeachment to the Senate this week. Democrats have witnesses they want to hear from.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of wasting the country's time.
This strange gambit has achieved absolutely nothing.
The House approved impeachment on December 18th. Since then, the Speaker has held off sending the case to the Senate in an attempt to pressure a handful of Republicans, along with Democrats, to support rules allowing witnesses to testify in a Senate trial. Democrats want to hear from four current and former White House officials, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Republican leaders say they're willing to consider calling witnesses, but only after a trial is underway, similar to how the Senate handled President Clinton's impeachment in the 1990s.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith reporting. KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We have a new NCAA national football champion. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A 26-year-old Wichita woman facing possible animal cruelty charges. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. A 26-year-old Wichita woman is facing possible animal cruelty charges after a dog was found locked in inside a kennel inside an apartment dumpster. Police said Monday they arrested Rakesha Hardiway. Officer Charlie Davidson says tips and witness interviews led to Hardiway's arrest, but provided no other details. A dog named Bowie was found in the dumpster Wednesday, taken to an emergency vet. The Wichita Animal Action League, an animal rescue group, says Bowie was taken to a foster home Monday. The Queen of England has released a statement after Meghan Markle and Prince Harry say they want to live a more independent life.
Prince Harry and Meghan's abrupt exit from being full-time members of the royal family has apparently left the Queen trying to patch together a peace treaty of sorts, issuing a rare solo statement saying she had constructive discussions with Harry and the family regarding the couple's future, adding, quoting here,
"We've got some fog in the Wichita area, 5 miles of visibility reported at Eisenhower National Airport. Drive safely this morning." Traffic update from 98.7
and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jeff Chambers. We respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. The Queen also said there would be a period of transition where the couple will spend time in both Canada and the UK.
Fox's Trace Gallagher reporting there. A Kansas City Chiefs fan is being rewarded after sacrificing his beers for the sake of a touchdown celebration.
Kansas City Chiefs offensive tackle Eric Fisher did his best Stone Cold Steve Austin impression following a Kansas City Chiefs touchdown Sunday in their win over the Houston Texans, snatching two beers from fans and smashing them over his head.
Also appreciate the two guys whose beer I borrowed for one hell of a celebration. If you know them and could tag them below so I could thank them Big Fish style, I would greatly appreciate that.
Fisher taking to Twitter in search of the beer lender is not the only one getting involved in the hunt, though, as Steve Austin himself tweeted out the video, leading Budweiser's social media team to put out a search for the Good Samaritan. Well, Budweiser says they're now sending a whole bunch of Buds and some other surprises that Chiefs fans way. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
At the airport, they're saying 5 miles of visibility in the fog, and of course it's going to be heavier in some areas, less dense in others. So just be careful out there this morning. We've had several traffic accidents this morning, and they may or may not be fog-related, but visibility an issue in some places. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. Pretty foggy out there this morning all across south central Kansas.
Yeah, that's the main thing that's really just going to grab our attention early this morning once again. And unfortunately, it is looking like it's going to be another one of those days where the fog will lift and clear by midday. That's where we find ourselves with a dense fog advisory through noon. But it's going to be pretty tough. It's going to be a struggle to get some sunshine. If you remember yesterday, it was pretty gray, and we were just socked in with the low clouds all day long. Hopefully getting at least a few peaks of sunshine. I've got things turning partly cloudy for later on this afternoon, but again, it's going to be tough. Just keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully we'll get at least a little bit. If not today, hopefully by tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions. So that kind of brings us to our forecast out there. We've got that fog that's going to linger throughout much of the morning hours, turning partly to mostly cloudy. During the afternoon, high of 50 degrees, a little bit cooler, but otherwise still above normal for this time of year. And then partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, dropping down to around freezing with a low of 32. and then partly cloudy skies, another mix of clouds and sun once we get into our Wednesday, and still the cool down continues, getting down to 48 for a high. Northerly winds picking up a little bit more at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow's also going to be a breezy day. And then once we get into Thursday, this is where we'll see bigger changes. Thursday is going to be a colder day. High of only 38 degrees, moisture returning in the form of rain, snow showers, possibly sleet and freezing rain by the time we get into Thursday evening. This is going to continue through Thursday night, possibly an early Friday morning before we warm back up well above freezing. And then hopefully this next storm system will wrap up in the form of just plain old rain late Friday. But we will have to watch out for the potential for some slick conditions as well as some travel trouble. Still a little bit too early to talk about amounts, but that's coming soon. Don't worry. Into the weekend, drying out Saturday, Sunday. It's just going to be chilly, especially if you plan on heading out to Arrowhead. Just make sure you bundle up. I think that's the only thing we'll have to worry about. Right now, we're at 45 degrees. Fog mist overtaking the metro once again with light northerly winds at 6 miles an hour. Visibility at 5 miles and a bit of a wind chill. Feels more like 42 degrees.
Got out for a jog yesterday afternoon. I got to tell you, the conditions weren't bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, not terrible, even though, you know, it was just overcast all day. You know, at least it wasn't all that slick out there, and at least it wasn't too cold.
No. All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Yesterday's high temperature, by the way, 48 degrees. Normal high for the date is 42. The Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal cost manager A.J. Hinch and general manager Jeff Luhnow their jobs, and Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora could be next. Hinch and Luhnow were fired yesterday after being suspended by Major League Baseball for the team's illicit use of electronics to steal signs during Houston's run to the 2017 World Series title and again in the 2018 season. In U.S. sports' largest scandal since the New England Patriots' Spygate, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the discipline. He also strongly hinted that Cora, the Astros bench coach in 2017, will face equal or more severe punishment. Manfred said Cora developed the system used by the Astros. Red Sox are under investigation for stealing signs in Cora's first season as manager in 2018 when Boston won the World Series. So apparently this guy feels he gets his team an edge by electronically stealing signs. And it's been something part of baseball forever, stealing signs, but it's usually done by a guy standing out or base runner around around second base.
It's kind of a reward for getting a guy to second.
Yeah, and you know, it's just it's been done, but not to this extent apparently in Major League Baseball. So
snap,
when you'll nip that one in the bud.
When you're stealing signs electronically with nobody on base, you haven't earned stealing that sign.
It's not nice, not nice at all. Of course, I think they could just watch the broadcast on TV in the locker room or in the dugout there and say, "Whoa, okay, I can see that guy's signs." They always have that center field camera on, but yeah, they're getting serious with these guys. All right, well, that's the way sports is. You try to get any edge you can, but, you know, sometimes you got to rely on the fact that it's...
Yeah, you can't go too far.
You got to go on your ability and what you know and how you do things, and quit trying to cheat, for goodness sake. That's not what sports is all about, right?
That's right. Just ask Bill Belichick. He'll tell you.
Belichick knows all about that. All right, a lonely Japanese billionaire is seeking a life partner who can accompany him on his upcoming trip to the moon. Yusaku?
Not it.
Mazawa. The eccentric head of an online fashion empire with a net worth of approximately $2 billion, according to Forbes.
Okay.
Famously paid his way to become the first private passenger to visit the moon.
Okay.
With Elon Musk's airspace company, SpaceX. He's going to go. He needs some company. Who can blame him, huh? Well, he rang in the new year by holding a contest to give away $9 million to his Twitter followers and is now holding another contest of sorts on Twitter. This time he is hoping to find his life partner to go to the moon.
To go to the moon.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. Let's just say you're somewhat of a, I don't know, you're the kind of person who would just say, "Hey, you know, Yusaku, I'll go with you, okay? I'll marry you. I'll go with you to the moon, okay?" The guy's got $2 billion.
Right.
You go to the moon with Yusaku, and you come back, and, of course, now you're a married person. But you say, "Well, you know, this is not working out, Yusaku, so I'm going to settle with about $400 million. How's that?
I don't.
You know, if you're a gold digger, this is ideal.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Then again, don't just go because you want to go to the moon. I hate to bring this up, but safety is a concern. I mean, you know.
Well, you know.
The United States visiting the moon back in the days of Neil Armstrong wasn't definitely wasn't the safest endeavor ever taken part in by man. And no. I don't necessarily know that, you know, throwing it to the private industry makes it any safer.
Well, it certainly is a risk, and Yusaku knows it's a risk, but he wants to share it.
And hey, if the rich guy wants to die that way, that's fine.
He's a lonely man.
But he doesn't necessarily have to drag someone with it.
Looks like he's going to. Looks like it's coming up on 7:19 now, Steve and Ted. Here on KNSS, it's sports time. Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning. We have a new national college football champion this morning.
That's right, we do. LSU defeats Clemson 42-25. They win the national championship game. Here's the final call yesterday from ESPN.
As they say in the bayou, laissez la bonne temps rouler. Let the good times roll.
All right, let the good times roll.
That's what that meant, let the good times roll, yeah. I suppose. So, but that was the national championship game, LSU defeating Clemson. Joe Burrow's 5 touchdown passes and 463 yards passing set records for a college football playoff title game, as did his 6 touchdowns.
How about that?
That's right.
That guy's pretty good.
Yeah. 42-25 LSU, the new national champion. College basketball news. K-State men's head coach Bruce Weber adding some size to his roster. KC Iziagu, a 6'10 sophomore forward who began his college career at UTEP and hails from Brampton, Ontario, Canada, has announced that he will transfer to K-State. He did not play any games in any games for the minors this season, which means that he will be able to join the team now and he will be on the court next season. He'll have to sit out until next season. Iziagu was not a prolific scorer at UTEP, his career high only being 12 in a game against Middle Tennessee State, but he led UTEP in blocked shots. He's a defensive presence that they're adding. K-State hosting number 23, Texas Tech, tonight at Bramlage, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Shocker men's basketball team moving up 7 spots to number 16 in the latest AP Top 25 poll and the coaches poll. Those released yesterday following a week that featured the 76-67 win at home over the then number 21 Memphis and the 89-86 double overtime victory at Connecticut. WSU has 9 straight victories headed into a road matchup in Philadelphia, and that's tomorrow night against Temple before returning home to play Houston on Saturday. KU's ranking roller coaster headed back down after a home loss to Baylor on Saturday. It was good for Baylor. They're now a consensus number 2 in both polls behind Gonzaga. But KU, who was number 1 in week 7 before dropping down and then clawing their way back up to number 3, has fallen back down to number 6 in the AP poll, number 7 in the coaches poll. They're hoping to get back on track tonight in Norman versus OU on the air at 6:30 p.m. Tip-off at 8 p.m. That's on KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. The Butler Grizzlies on the road facing Cloud County. You heard it last night on KNSS. Dennis Higgins with the call.
Front court deep on the right wing. Graylin Easter off his screen. A double team picks him up. Now here's Dickerson. Long top of the key. 3 makes it. Peyton Dickerson buries a deep, deep 3. He's a good 3-point shooter.
Butler cruised to a 20-point victory over the T-Bird, 79-59. Next up for Butler, they host Allen Community College, and that's tomorrow night, so right back at it for the Butler Grizzlies. At sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
7:22 now. Keep it in for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. More on California's high-speed train project. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.